Welcome back to the Golf Fit Athletics Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Hadis. Today, we're going to be talking about training with purpose. And so let's dive right into this. What does training with purpose look like for a golf athlete? Well, it really comes down to what is your main objective? What's your main goal? And especially if you're a golf athlete, it's what is my main playing goal? Because my performance out on the golf course is obviously the main objective. And so then how do I curate my training around that main objective? And really, we need to be looking at, are we trying to gain 10, 20 yards off the tee like Bryson? Are we looking to be more efficient in our motions and our movements? Are we looking for extra leverage in our swing so that the mechanical pieces of our swing have a little bit more leverage and we can, you know, add some extra torque into our swing? It really comes down to, again, what is the main goal? And so typically I look for people who are trying to get bigger and faster and longer during the off season. And then in prime season, you want to dial back the training for that and start focusing on efficiency, because you want to be, if you want to be getting close to the pin so that you can have tap in birdies, you have to be efficient. And if you want to be hitting the ball farther, then you have to be training for that. But you don't want to be trying to do both at the same time. And I know that that might have a little bit of a conflict of interest for some people, but that's just my personal belief. I think that there's a time and place for everything. And I think that the best time for training to get bigger and longer and faster is during off season. And the time for efficiency is during on season. So, you know, when you're looking at getting bigger, faster, longer, you need to be looking at compound movements, because compound movements are going to tax the central nervous system for growth. And you're going to be working more of the body in the same amount of time with heavier weights and building more muscle tissue through more muscle growth by challenging yourself with the weights. Now, obviously, you want to be using good form when you're doing this, so it's best to have a trainer to observe you so that you don't injure yourself. But that's definitely something that we need to be looking at for the golfing athlete. And then during off season, you need to be focusing less on the compound movements and focusing more on either isolation movements. You can do mid-range hypertrophy, which is where you're doing approximately 12 reps with moderate weight and focusing on the muscle pump, forcing blood flow into the muscle. And then you can work on mobility. And I think the best time to be working on mobility is all year round for golfers, regardless of whether you're doing compound movements or hypertrophy or isolation motions. Golfers need to be working on mobility year round, but especially during on season when you're looking for efficiency of movement, mobility, and leverage. And so, again, you know, training with purpose in golf really comes down to what is your main goal. So we have a lot of golfers out there right now that are following suit with Bryson and trying to put on muscle, and I think that's great. I think it's going to change the game forever. The game of golf, professional golf, is no longer going to be the same. And Bryson is essentially, in my opinion, moving the finish line even farther forward, which is fine because people need to grow, adapt, and evolve and push themselves. And I think that in the long term, it's going to be good for the game of golf. It's going to create excitement, and it's going to keep excitement in the game, and it's going to keep people challenging themselves, because nobody is really working quite as hard as Bryson from what you can see. I know that DJ and Brooks and some of these other guys are putting in a lot of hours in the gym, and they're doing a lot of work as well. but it almost seems like Bryson is the guy with the obsession. And so I'm not saying this because I'm on a Bryson kick or I'm trying to, showboat him, but I really do believe that from what I've seen and what is being shown in the media, Bryson is really the one that is obsessed, and he's really doing everything he can to move that needle forward. So, when it comes down to you guys that are listening to this show, is that your main goal? Are you looking to add 20, 40, 50 yards of distance? If you are, it's possible. Bryson is proving it. Regardless of your age, regardless of your conditions, it is possible. And you really just have to do it in a way where it's efficient and setting yourself up for success. Now, maybe your goal isn't to gain 50 yards, and maybe your purpose is, look, I hit the ball far enough, and I just want to dial in everything so that like my miss patterns are significantly smaller, and I want to go from missing it on average 15 yards left or right to now missing it 10 yards left or right or 5 yards left or right with my iron, so that when I'm shooting into a green, I know that my chances are much higher of getting close to that pin. And I think that's a great goal because statistics show that lowering scores comes down to some key factors. Everybody used to think that it was all short game. And yeah, I agree, short game, you've got to be able to get up and down. But proximity to the hole is one of the number one predictors of shooting lower scores. And so if you want to shoot lower scores and that's your main objective right now, what is your proximity to the hole? Is your athletic performance enhancing your ability to get the ball close? Are you lacking range of motion and causing tightness to where when you're coming into a green, you're tightening up and creating torque in areas of your body that is causing you to push or pull? So these are the types of things that you have to be aware of. And if you are experiencing that, then you need to get connected with somebody that can help you eliminate that torque and tension in those aspects of your body so that you can be more efficient and get closer to the hole and have that flexibility, range of motion, and leverage. And so that's really what it comes down to, guys, is getting the ball closer to the hole for scoring. And then if you can bomb it an extra 20 to 50 yards off the tee or hitting your fairway woods an extra 20 or 30 yards, that just makes the game so much more simple when it comes to scoring. And yeah, you got to be able to make the 17 footers, right? Like you've got to be able to capitalize on those putts when it comes down to it. But I would say that those three areas, when it comes to scoring, are going to be the biggest things that you need to be taking a look at. And is your athletic performance matching up with those areas? And if it is, then great. If it's not, then you kind of have a baseline of where you need to start putting some work in order to get to those goals. So I hope this was insightful for you guys. I hope you enjoyed it. We're going to keep moving the needle forward and keep making these podcasts. And as always, aim small, swing smooth. Peace.